Relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through 3 decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Bigger Show will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
You know it.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. Boy, you dug deep for that
the
one.
Bigger Show.
You must be feeling in a big, big mood this morning. I think you still have that momentum carryover from yesterday.
Man, Carlette, I'm going to tell you, look, you know, I've started the David Christmas football camp at home. It's a personal camp one-on-one with my son. And, boy, you're talking about my whole body. I'm feeling it all over, you know, because I was having a breakout run at full speed. Plus, I need to get in shape because there's some physical activity I'm going to have to get into here in the not-so-distant future.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready.
You getting ready?
Yeah, I'm getting ready, boy.
How did it feel? How did it feel being out there, like, semi on the gridiron with your son?
Oh, man, Carlette, I tell you what. I know that I'm 48. I put it like that. You know, young David Christmas is 14. And, you know, as I watch him run around and jump over stuff and look like, I'm like, wow, did he really just jump over there? Did he really just do that? Looking like the Bionic Man. You know, and I've got to, like, just try to use wisdom to keep up.
But you popped up this morning and you said for the first time in a while, you just kind of felt everything.
And I feel everything in my body.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, after we did our power walking yesterday.
Yeah.
Then I, you know, that's sort of like my loosening up. But that breaking out in the sprinting, you know, that's a whole different type of workout because, you know, you're having to break out full blast.
And so when was the last time that you had a pair of cleats on?
Oh, man. Shucks.
You bought cleats for the David Christmas camp.
Yeah, I had to buy
camp.
Cleats for it. So I hadn't worn cleats since the last game I played at the University of Louisiana Monroe.
Wow. That's been a minute ago, huh?
That's been a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 1988.
And so what did it feel like to have cleats on again?
Shucks, I felt like I was gripping the ground. Felt like I was good. Because, you know, when I was out there with him before, I was just out there with my, like, sort of slippers on, telling him what to do. Every now and then I try to demonstrate something, but I would fall down because I didn't have any grip. So this time for the camp, you know, I'm going to have my cleats. So it's a personal camp with young David and me one-on-one.
Right.
And I think it's going to be effective because normally what I've been doing is paying for him to go to camp at LSU, $400+ once a summer. And I think it's so many people at the camp, they don't have that one-on-one attention. So this summer I decided to do something a little different because he's right there in between being a real factor on the field and really just like real young. So he's between being a serious varsity player and sort of like a real good JV player, which means he'll play on the varsity team and he'll get in and he's going to, you know, you're going to see, you know, some of what he can do.
Right.
But he's about another year out. He'll probably be a junior before he's actually dominating.
And so, and you know, as we watch the draft and we watch players and dads and, you know, dads who've coached players for years, what does that feel like, seeing sort of glimpses of yourself?
Well, especially in this last NBA draft and this last college sign, I've seen more father sons. Like a lot of guys that I played football with, their sons were signing scholarships, like Curly Kelly down in Opelousas.
Right.
A good buddy of mine in New Orleans named Kenneth Burton, his son signed a scholarship.
Uh-huh.
Just so many guys that we all played together, and now their sons are signing scholarships because they have the same physical frames, maybe a little shorter, a little taller, but they have command of the game and command of their bodies, and they have good physical attributes. And so although David Christmas II is a good student, you know, I would still like for him to get some of that teaching from being a good student athlete because if he only plays in high school, that's great. But if he goes on to play on the collegiate level, there is a whole nother life experience that comes with that that I would love for him to be able to take advantage of.
And you talk about a lot of the athletes and a lot of the teammates that you played with. Now their kids are a good bit older than our son because we had our son later. So those kids are a lot older. But you know, you kind of felt what they were going through, because we sort of went through that process with them, you know, the schools calling and going on visits. And, you know, so it does feel good to see what will happen in this next generation, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And I'm going to tell you, you know, and as we sat there and we watched the basketball draft and we watched, you know, like Big Glenn Robinson's son, the big kid that went like the number 4 or 5 pick from down under Australia, his dad played basketball in the league. A lot of these kids' dads played basketball before. And it's like, you know, you see the guidance that they have from their fathers to know what to tell them, what to do, and how to do it. Because it's a lot of navigating that goes on for your kid to end up at the right place that's going to be the right place for them. Because all of these institutions are looking out what's best for them.
Absolutely.
And so when you have that trained eye, when you've been around collegiate sports, you know, even if your son plays basketball and you play football, you understand the ideology of what takes place in the recruitment, what they're looking for, what you need to say to them, what you want for your kid to be able to get. Because it's not just about athletics when you go to college, you want to graduate.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why I think, you know, Markell Brown was an excellent, excellent role model for kids because he graduated from college. And not only did he graduate, he was a standout athlete. And most idiots think it's about money.
Right.
When really the money he makes has absolutely nothing to do with what's going to go on. Of course, you're going to make money.
Right.
But as our pastor said to us one time, financial wealth is the lowest form of wealth. You know, physical health, you know, you have to be physically fit. You know, you have to be mentally stable. You have to be wealthy in those areas to be able to deal with the financial wealth that's coming.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Spiritually wealthy. You have to be mentally and physically and emotionally wealthy. You know, and a lot of people who never played sports have absolutely no idea about that because, let's face it, they never played. They were.
And it, you know, and if you can't, if you,
you know who I'm talking
and
to.
If you, and if you've never been a part of the game, certainly you really can't appreciate the camaraderie.
Now, I heard a guy call a, and me and CJ was talking about this. We heard a cat talking about basketball, talking about how many goals he made. Where they do that at?
Well, that's just somebody who's not familiar with the game.
Yeah, just not familiar with the game, and all they're familiar with is money.
Right.
You know, just, oh, how much money did you get? Oh, $1 million. But I'm not gonna go there. I digress on that. But
so it was a good. It was a good day. First day at the Christmas camp.
Absolutely, the Christmas camp is going solo. It's in Cheneyville, right there on a prime piece of property on the side of my place, which is my property. You know, we've just got a nice feel, and you know, Deuce Christmas is enjoying it.
And it gets him out of the house.
Yeah, it gets him out of the house. And this week happens to be the week that they're off from training at school. So really, I'm going to take this whole week to just really grill him and grind him and get him ready for the position of running back because that's what we're training on. And because I played running back in college, I just go back to what they taught me.
But you really want him to play.
Yeah, I really want him to play corner, too. But, you know, and, of course, I did that. And I was a camper at McNeese State and won best defensive back. So I know how to play the defensive back position. So I'm going to train him in that area, too. But that's going to be after this first week.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think he's going to have soft hands?
Right now, his hands are like rock.
Well, I mean.
No, but he can catch, but he just struggles so hard to catch. He's not smooth.
He's not smooth.
Yeah,
I heard that term a lot yesterday.
Yeah, he's going
to be smooth.
You got to be. When you're going out for a pass, you got to be cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be cool.
Absolutely. Okay? It was. It's always good to see dads and sons come out and be together and, you know, see dads really start to speak into their sons' lives. And as you talked about the draft, we watch the draft, the NFL draft. We watch, you know, the NBA draft, and we just watch sports as a family, and I've said this a lot. We don't just look at the sports aspect of it. We look at the totality.
Absolutely, and because we recognize that there's so much more going on outside the game. There's so much stuff happening, you know, so much more stuff that you really just don't see if you've never lived it. You can't really speak to it. And, you know, I mean, It's a lot more going on than what you see, and I'm glad that I did get the experience that I got, even though I ended up, you know, kind of messing it up on up the road. Because I did that, it's going to help my son out better because I know what he needs to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know what he needs to do. And I know how to get him ready. Because he is blessed with a lot of physical talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he looks like he's going to grow like I did. You know, I was a little bitty guy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were like, man, you're just not going to ever grow.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, when I got to be about 16, 17, I kind of grew up to about the height that I am now, which was pretty much all I needed because I was little for so long. I played like a giant because I was little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where the tenacity comes from. I had brothers, a lot of brothers older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to keep up with them, you know, you had to be like a pit bull.
Absolutely.
And so that's where a lot of the attitude that I have now comes from. You know, I just refuse to, you know, really, you know, if you're a sissy and you're dealing with me, the sissy in you is going to come out.
Well,
sissy is not like a, I looked up the definition.
What is it?
What sissy boy means is
sissy boy.
That you're real girly.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people confuse that
mm-hmm.
with gay. No, sissy boy isn't gay. It's just girly.
Mm-hmm. Girly.
You're like a girly. You know, you know, your sexual orientation has nothing to do with the fact that you're a sissy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a girly dude.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of sissy boys around in this area. He know what I'm talking about.
Well, so that said, we had a great Monday all the way through. Had a great work day. Had a great work day. We had a great work day. We had a great after the work day. And you know what? We're headed toward another
you don't want me to
great
that
day.
No.
You want me to drag I'm reaching my hand out right now.
I'm
laying hands on him from across the way there. But you know what? It's all great. Yes. As you're traveling in on this Tuesday morning, we hope that you're off to a great start. Already, DC, July 1st. I say this every time the month turns over, we're already at July 1st. A lot of people are already getting revved up for the 4th of July weekend, looking for great excitement, great fun, great barbecues, and all that entails. But before you get there, we know that you're on your way. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern. And as always, we remind you to make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. Staying engaged, watching out for those pedestrians and those cyclists, those people that are on bicycles. Now, you know, I told you about the guy yesterday traveling across MacArthur, across the ravine, across the busy highway or roadway, and then across another ravine. Well, after we left the microphone, we saw the polar opposite. We saw a bicycler with his helmet on doing what he was supposed to be doing, staying with the traffic and making sure that he was also watching out for those things and those traffic things that can happen that can create problems for cyclists. So that was also great to see. We want to encourage you that kids are on summer vacay. So that means watching out, not just in the morning, but all day long. We ask you every single morning to do a little bit better than you did yesterday. With being engaged on mobile devices, progress instead of perfection is what we call it. So, you know what? If you were all engaged yesterday, today, we're asking that you just get a little bit better. Progress instead of perfection. Remember that, because the more we make progress, the better we'll get. It'll never be perfect. So all we're working on right now is doing a little bit better. I tell you, kids are everywhere. They're excited, and it's hot out. We're going to be talking about the heat. We're going to be talking about some things that people in our community are doing to make sure that our seniors remain cool in the heat. You know, a lot of times seniors don't have air conditioning or don't want to run the air conditioning. So there's a lot to that. So we want you to stay on point for that. But this segment is sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's a third generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana. And you can contact him at 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster, is their top priority. Don't forget, it is hurricane season, and you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Solo Productions is capturing the beauty, the emotion, the wonders of your summer events, your events all year round, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. You can log on to the website at www.solophotoproductions.com. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show,
and the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. You know, that's something I've observed in life, people who know everything. Even they know the answer before you ask the question. But learning is a lifelong experience. And in the circle of learning, there are 360 degrees. So if I have one degree, that means there are 359 other things that I know nothing about. But all that I know is all what I've learned. And all that I've learned is not all there is to know. Therefore, we need to learn something new every day. Learn what we did not know on yesterday, and it could be a blessing for us today. And I'm sure you've heard people say, if I would have known when I was 15 what I know at 50, or if I would have known this 20 years ago. Well, people were telling you knowledge was there, but much of it, we just didn't have anything to process it with. I remember my father said to my brother one time, we call him Junior Green. He was arguing with another guy. And we know the other man had some challenges. He was a mental midget. And daddy said to my brother, he said, Junior, I saw you arguing with him on the corner. He said, you know, if you do that again tomorrow, people won't know which one of you have the problem. And it took me a long time to discover what daddy meant. So he had ways of saying things to us, and it'd make us think about it. And then he said, go and learn what that means. And when Jesus would often give the parables to his disciples, and he would teach a lesson there on farming or planting seed or investments, then he would say to them, he who has ears, let him hear. And then often he'd say, go and learn what this means. So today I challenge you to learn something new, even though it's something you saw a long time ago. Learn something new, then apply it to your life, and watch how your life will change. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, you're firmly on your way by now. It's 6 minutes after 8 local time, 6 minutes after 9 Eastern. This segment has been sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The credit union with heart, absolutely fabulousness. They are having their ribbon cutting this morning, D.C., their grand reopening in Pineville. And we know it's going to be even more fabulous than it ever was. So we're looking forward to that. Also, Cabrini Hospital. Listen, they've got their new clinic. It is absolutely wonderful. If you've never used the clinic, what in the world are you waiting for? It's Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It feels like it's been there always. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive, right across from the hospital. They have urgent care. They've got physicians' appointments. It's absolutely free and open to the public. All you've got to do is either walk in or simply phone for an appointment, 318-448-6800. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in the parish, and we can't wait to see what's happening in the parish for the month of July. We'll be on point with that on tomorrow. Wilbert Carmouche will be in sometimes talking about all of the great festivities. They do an incredible job down in Avoyelles Parish to make it a great place for family and for fun and, of course, great food. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Well, this morning, we're going to be talking about a magazine that we have really come to enjoy and love many of the things that they do. It's called Live Happy. And it's a magazine that is probably different from any other magazine that I've ever seen. It's got great articles. It's got great inspiration. But more importantly, it's got great stories. And we love those stories that give life to other stories. And the magazine is jam-packed with that. And you know, yesterday we were talking about words, and there's a great article by Gretchen Rubin in the magazine. We're going to be talking to the magazine's editor just in a few moments, but great articles talking about words. And yesterday we talked about that, but we talk about it a lot on the show because we believe in the power of our words. And you know, we talk about progress instead of perfection when it comes to doing better with your mobile devices while you're in your vehicle. But you know what? Progress instead of perfection, it can run the gamut in any area of your life. You know, it can run the gamut in any area that you're trying to change. And so as I was reading her article on words, I started thinking about what we always say. And this morning I started thinking about how we get our morning started. Many of you who listen to the show know that we start with prayer and meditation every single morning, but we also start with words. And for me, I'm a person who I think I've been instructed by God to write down some things, to say some things about what God expects for me to do every single morning. And so I do that. And sometimes, you know, you forget that those words have just exponential power. And so this morning, if you're still trying to get going, you're still kind of a little bit sluggish, trying to get your momentum, you really need to look within yourself and say, what am I really saying to myself? What am I saying about myself? And when you really, really process that, and sometimes it just takes stopping and thinking. And then as I think about what I am saying to myself and what I am saying about myself, sometimes it just has to be immensely private because nobody else might really understand what you're saying about yourself. Because when we're talking about ourselves with ourselves, we really have to speak those things that are not as though they were. And a lot of people might not understand that. So that's why it has to be just an internal conversation, but you have to open up your mouth and verbalize it. And since words have such great power, why aren't we saying great things about ourselves? Why aren't we saying great things about our kids? Well, I know sometimes your kids just run you hot. Sometimes they just, I mean, you could just get so frustrated and so aggravated with your kids that you say what it is that they're doing as opposed to what it is that we expect or what it is that we want to see or hope to see. And so that's why we have to be very, very careful about the words that come out of our mouths. And a lot of times, DC and I will check each other. He will say, you know what, you better pull that right back out of the atmosphere. Or this is what we want to put into the atmosphere. And so this morning, if you're really in one of those moods and you're trying to get it going, you can just open up your mouth and begin to say what it is that you want to say. You can say what it is that you expect to happen. You can say what it is that you're hoping for within the next season. And you can start to verbalize that. And the more that you do that, the more you'll start to see the manifestation of those things happening. So this morning, maybe do a word check. Just do a word check. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying about yourself? Well, whatever it is, you can change it if it's bad, and you can put good, positive things in the atmosphere. And I love our pearl this morning. It says, go and learn. Learn something new. And we hope that you will learn something new about what you're saying to yourself this morning. Learn something new, put it into work, and understand that the miracle will happen. Those words that you put out there will come back to you. And so since we know that's true, you might as well put those good, positive words into the atmosphere. I know that we are, and we are hoping that you do as well. Go and learn. Learn something new. Put it out there. Make it happen. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock local, 13 minutes after 9 Eastern. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to our guest. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Bigger show in 3, 2.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, I have been talking a lot about Live Happy Magazine. We absolutely love it. Carol Nickel is the editor-in-chief of Live Happy Magazine. She has done immense work in the business, and this is her new project. And we are super excited to have you back, Carol, talking about the July issue of Live Happy. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Carlette. I am so thrilled to be back on your show. You know I love talking to you and to your audience.
Absolutely, and we love you as well. So I said to you, Carol, during the break that the magazine is just growing and you can see that it's taking on a life all of its own. Talk about your cover this month.
Well, this month we have a very special cover story. Miranda Lambert graces our cover. And our story about her is all about authentic self. Mm-hmm. It is a perfect Live Happy story. We also have on the cover a special section that we have dispelling the myths of happiness and aging. It's how to live longer and happier. And we also talk about kids with special needs and what they can teach us. It's a very positive look at this very special situation.
Absolutely. And so when you talked about your authentic self, a lot of people are really trying to find that. Talk about why it's just so critical that everybody, whether they're a woman or a man, a young person or an older person, really delve into the idea of being your authentic self.
And, you know, it's something of a journey. We all know that it takes certain attention and it takes certain mentoring. And Miranda tells me that it's really about character and that her dad taught her about character. She's speaking of her dad, Rick Lambert. And he told her, you need to stand up for who you are and stick to your word and what you believe in. And she has really brought this to her personal life and to her professional life. Her story also inspires us because she really did this through hard work and integrity and grit. And the authentic self, you know, is really something that it is somewhat of an artist of experience. It's like chipping away until you find that soul, that character, that value, that passion that resides deep within you. Mm-hmm. And she has done that.
And for those people who may not be familiar with Miranda Lambert. Tell us a little bit about her story and her music.
Well, first of all, she is a singer-songwriter, especially in the country arena. She has just won another major award. This year is her fifth year as being the Female Vocalist of the Year. So Miranda is married to another big star, Blake Shelton. Mm-hmm. They have a home in Oklahoma. And she, of course, is somebody who also is an entrepreneur. She has also her line of clothing. And she also has a wonderful foundation. She supports the Animal League, especially dogs. She's a big dog lover. So she has a full life. Miranda is truly an all-American girl. She's a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. And as I said, she really understands that happiness is really about a lot of mindset.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? What I love about the magazine is that each story, each article, if you will, it really makes you think. I love also Gretchen Rubin's article, The Power of Words. Talk about why, and we've been talking about it a lot on the show, but why did you decide to include that article in this issue?
Well, I have to say, you know, media person to media person, when someone says word power, I'm right there, right?
Uh-huh.
It really is important. What we say impacts how we feel. And Gretchen, I love the fact that she was able to pull this into our magazine as a way to also talk about happiness. And so, in other words, she's saying the words you choose to put in front of you can actually make your happiness journey more successful. And your words are really personal. In other words, she says that in case that you want to say creative and confident is something that might be something that you describe yourself as, but for her, it would be creative and enthusiastic. Just a simple word change is better for Gretchen. And so it's really about choosing those words carefully and be cognizant of the ones that are really personally driven by your own passions and by your own perspective.
Mm-hmm. And so you've got lots of great articles. Which other article would you like to share? I mean, there are so many, but I mean, was there like one article, one thing this month that really got you just over the top excited?
Well, I have to say again, I feel like Live Happy, as you just said, is bringing a different perspective to a lot of different stories. Our section on the golden age of happiness is really groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. The idea that you can be happy as you age is sort of antithematical to the way that a lot of Americans look at aging. And we are looking at it very much through research. Cloris, as I mentioned, is one of our fantastic people in this issue. Cloris Leachman is 88.
Mm-hmm.
And she... She gives truly a lot of, you know, perspective on happiness. She says there's no such thing as a bad day. There may be bad moments, but there is always something good about the day. It's all in how you choose to look at things. And also in this article, in this section, we found that research shows that people are happier at age 85 than they are at 18.
Wow.
So there you are, right away. It's not all about you. I love this, too. Happier seniors are also healthier. So older people with a greater enjoyment of life, simply enjoying life, mm-hmm. can help you live longer. Simple lesson. It makes sense, but research shows this. I'm very excited about this groundbreaking article.
Absolutely. And so we want to tell people, Carol, where they can get the magazine and how they can connect to Live Happy.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful new issue breaking on the newsstand today. As Carlette said, we are on the newsstand with Miranda Lambert on a cover. It's a red, white, and blue cover. You can't miss it. We're at Barnes & Noble. We're at Whole Foods and also at Hudson Newsstand in the airports. And then you can subscribe on livehappy.com, our website, livehappy.com. And please, please, I know this is something that would be a great gift. So we actually want to encourage people to give Live Happy as a gift subscription to their friends and family.
Absolutely. Carol, you guys are doing an incredible job. It is always our great pleasure to focus on Live Happy, what you guys are doing. And as I said, the older it gets, the better it gets.
Thank you, Carlette. That means so much to us. Thanks so much for your support.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carol, for spending what we know is the busiest and the, you know, most important part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time.
Bigger Show in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:31 local time, 9:31 Eastern. And you know what? We can all make the world a better place by just simply caring and giving. And you know what? Our team has tracked down this incredible story of caring and giving. And we just really, really wanted to share it with our listeners because we know that so many people, as we get into the dog days of summer, especially our seniors, are going to be challenged with staying cool, being able to pay their bills, being able to get everything that they need. And there is an incredible, incredible ministry that is doing just that. Helping Hands Ministries is assisting in so many areas in our community. And here to talk about this incredible effort is Mr. Mike McVeigh. Mr. McVeigh, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning and thank you for having us.
Absolutely. When our team saw the story of what Helping Hands Ministry was doing, we really wanted to share it with our listeners. For people that may not be familiar with Helping Hands Ministries, first of all, tell us what it is.
Well, Helping Hands Ministry is a nonprofit organization. It's non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
It was founded by our founder, Ray Powell. Ray was living in Texas, and God spoke to his heart to begin to help people, and from that grew this ministry, where we come together and we put together bags of items that the senior citizens, which is primarily a demographic mm-hmm. group, we try to help them provide things like toilet paper and paper towels and toothpaste and all the things that they would normally have to go buy, but because they're fixed incomes, they're not able to do that. And through the ministry, we found that other local churches in our area have come up with some ideas of their own to help reach this demographic group. Just last year, we had a group of ladies in a Bible study in one of the local churches in Pineville that came up with the idea of providing box fans for the senior citizens that don't have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, last year we gave about 50 or 60 box fans away in our community, working through the Rapids Parish Sheriff Department. These guys go out in the community, they know where the needs are, and they make sure that our senior citizens are taken care of.
Now, I know a lot of people that are listening cannot believe that in 2014, but this is really, really why this story and why your work is so critically important, that people wouldn't have air conditioning, but there are people that simply don't have air conditioning.
Unfortunately, there are. You know, you take a person whose income is $600 or $700 a month. It's very difficult to pay utilities out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And to run an air conditioning, of course, it increases the utilities. And so there are a lot of people in our community that don't have access to air conditioning. And these box fans are lifesavers.
Absolutely. And you talked about Ray Powell. And as you talked about him, what I started thinking about was his obedience. Because what you didn't say was that when God spoke to his heart, he went to work.
He did. He did. And as a result of that, God spoke to his heart to come back, come into Pineville. He's from Pineville, mm-hmm. Alexandria, Sinlaw. And God spoke to his heart to come back here. And we teamed up together. And through a meeting with some local pastors and churches, out came Helping Hands right here in Central mm-hmm. Louisiana. And it's just been a tremendous ministry. As of now, we're ministering to about 1,000 people per month,
mm-hmm.
Providing them with accessories like toilet paper and paper towels and things that they need
mm-hmm.
that they don't have to go and buy. And hopefully that'll help them with their budget income.
Now, talk about how the money comes in for you to help seniors.
Yes, I'd like to do that. We're very fortunate. We have churches that are involved in our ministry, and they give on their monthly budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them do. We also have people in our area in Central Louisiana that personally take it out of their pocket
wow.
and send us a check every month, and because they have seen Helping Hands firsthand and know how it impacts the community. Matter of fact, our ministry was recognized by Mayor Fields in the city of Pineville last year.
Amazing.
And, mm-hmm. You know, we were honored with that. Also, we have two thrift stores. We have a thrift store in LeCount.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go buy something there, go buy it, because what happens is all the money comes back into the ministry so that we can buy our goods so we can give out to those who have a need. And also, we have a thrift store in Pineville on Estherfield
uh-huh.
Road. Those thrift stores open every Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5.
Right, and all of the money that comes into that goes into helping to purchase toiletries,
yes.
helping to purchase things that seniors need. And you're literally going out into the community, finding those people and blessing them.
Yes, we are. And we do that through our local churches and the food bank. We work with the food
mm-hmm.
bank as well.
We, too, work with the food bank
exactly.
in delivering senior boxes
exactly.
once a month to make sure that seniors are
right.
fed
right.
and have what they need, because we understand that when you're on that fixed income, that certain things can go lacking.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to supplement that. That's what we're.
Right.
That's what our ministry does.
And I want you to talk about the volunteerism. You guys have a huge number of volunteers.
At last count, I think we had like 60 volunteers that worked through all our ministries
mm-hmm.
and just do a tremendous job. And they volunteer their time.
And that makes you emotional. Why does that make you emotional, Mr. McVeigh?
Well, it does, because, you know, Jesus cares.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does.
About the needy.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people volunteer their time, it means they care.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And it has a big impact on the lives of others.
And, you know, I never really thought about it like that. We often talk about it, D.C. We often ask people to give of their time.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you said Jesus cares,
mm-hmm.
what it brought back to me was God said that when you've done it unto the least of me,
right.
I count it as if you've taken care of me,
right.
taking care of our seniors and taking care of our babies. And every single time
mm-hmm.
we deliver those food boxes,
yeah.
we see the excitement, we see the joy, we see the gratitude of those seniors. And D.C.,
absolutely.
When you brought this story
mm-hmm.
to our attention and said,
right.
you know what, we have to find a way
yes,
to help.
And I'm going to tell you what he was saying right there just then, and I saw where he got emotional at, and when we had been around those food boxes for years
mm-hmm.
before we actually started financing it.
Right.
And so when the threat of the food boxes came up to where the people said that, okay, we're not going to finance it anymore, Reverend Ronald Gallerson of St. Paul Lutheran, they were doing it out there,
mm-hmm.
and he and I said, look, we'll just pay for it, because we can't not do this for these folks, these elderly people
right.
who have been receiving this and depending on this, and to just snatch it out for under
mm-hmm.
them, to us seemed to be cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just so thankful to Pastor Gallison and
Linda
Gallison and to Jane Wright Velez,
mm-hmm.
you know, just at the food bank for us all coming together, putting it together. And I feel where you are, Mr. McVeigh, and
mm-hmm.
I certainly appreciate your heart
mm-hmm.
on this issue. And what I would like to do, because the last thing we do here at On Point Talk, if we ask anybody to donate anything, the first thing we do is donate first,
mm-hmm.
because we're not one of those people who just always watch you give
mm-hmm.
and we just orchestrate the giving. No, we believe in this type of
absolutely.
Thing. This is what this is why On Point Talk was created.
That's right.
For this type of situation right here, the least of thee. And so what we'd like to do is we'd like to open up the giving. And we'd like to give $200, mm-hmm. and that's, I think, at $20 a fan, that is 10 fans.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome.
So did we get into, Carlette, how many fans we have so far, and did we get into that?
How many fans do we have?
I think we have about 50 fans so far, not counting what you just donated.
Okay.
And
so how many fans is that? That OPT is donated.
Okay. 10 fans that we're going to donate.
Okay, so that makes a total of 60
we'll
fans.
We're making that to Helping Hands Ministry.
Helping Hands Ministry.
And so that's a total of 60 fans. But how many could you believe God for? I mean, was there like a goal, Mr. McVeigh, on how many fans, or was it just we just need to get some fans?
Well, at the time, it was just, it was just get the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, just to help the people. We don't know.
Go and I'll show you.
You know, it's hard to know how many people really have that need out there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But wouldn't it be awesome if we could stop one day and say, you know, we've met everybody's need in our community.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's got a fan, at least a fan.
At least a fan.
And, you know, and you'll sleep better at night. I would.
Yes. Mr. McVeigh, where does your heart for giving, where does that come from?
I think from having a relationship with Christ, Jesus Christ, and, you know, knowing what his word teaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the book of Psalms, in chapter 41, the first couple of verses there, the word of God teaches us that God has such a compassion for the poor, that if we have the same compassion for the poor and do what he says to do for the poor, then we get blessed as a result
Absolutely.
Of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it enlightens me and just gets me excited when I see someone's needs being met, even if it's in a moment of prayer. But to be able to go in somebody's home and give them a fan through our sheriff's department, knowing they're watching these people in our community as well,
mm-hmm.
and providing that one need for it's such a blessing. And I promise you, if you give to donate or buy a fan, then we will make sure that it gets in the right hands of the people who have a need, and you will be blessed as a result of that.
Absolutely. You know what? So many people are not really expecting to be blessed.
Right.
You know, we really have to turn our expectors up, and we have to give with the expectation that God is going to give back to us.
Exactly right. Exactly
you know, right. And so that's why we think that this is such, you see, an incredible ministry for us to say, you know what, we want to share with our listeners what you all are doing. A lot
Absolutely.
Of people don't know, and we want to open it up. But as you said, DC, mm-hmm. we want to start by giving first.
Well, absolutely. And what we try to do here at On Point Talk is we try to give to everything that we can give to,
mm-hmm.
because God continues to bless us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we understand, you know, that, you know, and we expect it back 100-fold.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, they say 20, 30, 40.
You know,
we expect 100.
Oh, well, I'll expect it with you. We'll believe together.
All right. Well, absolutely. There's power in agreement.
Absolutely.
So there it is. So we're giving, but we're giving because we know that the expectation is great. So we want to take a break here. It's 8:43 local time, 9:43 Eastern. But we want to give people an opportunity to sow into this incredible ministry. If you want to bless a senior this hot summer, and you know that there's a senior out there in your neighborhood, somebody that you know, somebody that you don't know, that's going to be struggling because they can't pay that high electric bill. Well, here is an opportunity for just the small amount of $20. You can bless somebody with a fan. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to open that up so that you can be a blessing to Helping Hands Ministry, but more importantly, to your community. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make it brighter than day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a
so we all must lend a helping hand.
We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Bigger Show. 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I tell you one thing. We're just fellowshipping with Mr. McVeigh, and we're talking about Helping Hands Ministry. But it's really important to note, DC, that Helping Hands Ministry is not a church. It is a ministry that is literally just helping other ministries, really, isn't it, Mr. McVeigh?
That's correct. That's correct. We're out to help. Actually, we're out to help anyone has a need. But, you know, we work through our ministry, reaching, we become an extension to other ministries, like the Rapid Sheriff Department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even they're our sheriffs. They protect us in our community. But they're also an extension because they're the hands and the feet that go out in the community, and they see the needs out there.
Right.
That's why we want to take the box vans to them and have them to disperse as they see needs. But if someone comes to us and, you know, we know that they have a need, we're going to help them with it.
Absolutely. And so this is what we want to do in this time of help and this ministry of help.
Yes.
We want to put a call out there, DC, for anybody who wants to help Helping Hands Ministry to reach out and help the community, help seniors right now.
Right.
With a fan. The fans, and Walmart has really been a partner in this, and so they've given you the fans at a discounted price.
Right.
And so for $20, you can donate a fan.
Absolutely.
And OPT donated how many fans?
10 fans, OPT.
Okay.
Money where your mouth is.
10 fans, OPT has donated. You can call us right now at 484-2500 or 877-464-2500. And you can say, you know what? I want to be a part of the solution. I don't want to just talk about what I can do. It doesn't matter if you're a church. It doesn't matter if you're an organization, you're a group, you're a women's ministry. You talked about other ministries from other churches,
right?
Because this is a non-denominational movement, so it doesn't matter if you're Catholic, it doesn't matter if you're Baptist or Presbyterian or Lutheran, it doesn't matter, DC. People can just open up their hearts. So we started the ministry, Helping Hands Ministry, started with about 50 fans.
Right.
So the Rapid Sheriff's Department, because they are connected, they're in the community, they know who needs the fans. They are going to be taken over there, and they are going
right.
to literally distribute the fans.
Absolutely, Carlette. And also, if you need a fan,
mm-hmm.
if you right now are elderly and you need a fan to keep your house cool, and you may have air conditioning, but you may not be able to run it. Let me get this call.
Or you may not be able to afford an electric bill. I know a lot of seniors are talking about, you know, the electric bill, and we know that this is the time of year where if you're running your air conditioning, it is certainly going
yeah.
to
exactly
increase
right.
the bill. Okay. All right. You sending her my way? And so people who are in need, this is what this is about. Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Yes, this is Emma Airy calling. And I would like to donate $10 to a fan for someone, please.
Well, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And so how are we going to connect them? Miss Emma, thank you so much for your heart.
Welcome.
And what we're going to do is give people that we're going to take your information
mm-hmm.
and we're going to get that down, and then we'll tell you where you can you know, get to Mr. McVay or how y'all can connect. But we certainly want to thank you for your heart for seniors and for this movement. Give me your name. Well, give me your name one more time, Miss Emma.
Okay, it's Emma, E-M-M-A.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay.
Initial J. Okay. Ari, A-R-Y.
A-R-Y.
Absolutely. Got it.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much, Miss Emma. And, you know, we talk about all the time, we talk about people being the change that they want to see. And this is the way that you implement change. You do it by giving. And
Miss Emma sound like a pretty nice lady.
Didn't she sound like a sweetheart?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sweet of her. You know, she donated $10 to help someone else out. And, you know, that's how it starts. It starts, you know, $1, $5, $10, $20 at a time
mm-hmm.
for somebody giving out of their need.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to give out of their need. You believe in God for something, and right now you're being unctioned to do something, but you won't do it. It's the blessing is in the obedience.
Absolutely.
That's why I give.
That's exactly right. And you know what? The pastor was talking about giving this past Sunday. And, you know, when you give, God will see to it that you have. When he knows that you have the heart to give, he'll always see to it that you have enough to give, plenty for yourself and plenty to give away.
Absolutely. And you know what, and I shared with you earlier on the break that when this ministry began locally, our founder had to pay for everything out of his pocket with a credit card, and he believed that God was going to take care of the needs when the bill came due. And we did not go 1 month where he had to pay and lose money. I mean, every month God provided whatever the need was.
Mm-hmm.
Was it $1,000, was it $1,500? God took care of that need. He just stepped out by faith, did it by credit card. God says, okay, you stepped out by faith, I'm going to honor your faith.
Absolutely.
And God always gave and blessed beyond more than we were able to understand.
And you know what? And that's a large part of why we give, because when we stepped out, because we look at the OPT as a ministry, when we stepped out, not really sure how things would happen, not really sure how the bills would get paid, because there are bills.
Yes.
But we never missed a meal. We never missed a bill. And we were always
they're going to let us give ourselves rich.
They're going to let us give ourselves rich.
And we are getting paid.
You know, and
let me just say it.
And, you know, when God, and this is so powerful, DC, when God can trust you, he can trust you to give it, when he gives it to you, then he'll always supply you to be able
always
to give.
Absolutely.
And so I just love that. And Mr. McVay, when you walked in the studio, we could just see Jesus. We could see the heart of God. And we just really wanted to say, what can we do beyond giving? What can we do to be the change that we want to see? Because everybody can talk about it, but really, are you going to really be about it?
Right. One thing we do, we can all pray.
Yeah, we can all pray.
We need to pray for our community, because economics.
Going to ask, she was running, but she just gave $30.
Oh, Mary right. Boyd Amen. Smith. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your obedience, Mary.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
That's 10 plus 4 plus 2. That's 12 fans so far.
Absolutely. And this is just a small way that you can give. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I don't have hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely.
Or I don't have thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
But this is just a small way. $20 will purchase a fan that's going to really help somebody.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I know what, Carlette, we were in church. I mean, and I know we were at church the other day, and basically
uh-huh.
we got just an awesome word about speaking and people speaking things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he said? Go do something for somebody.
Go, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Go help buy them a lunch.
That's what he
do
said.
Do something for somebody
something.
Else.
Help somebody.
Help somebody else.
Okay, here it is. Here's your opportunity.
Yeah. Help somebody. You know. But, you know, there's you know, some of these strongholds of poverty
uh-huh.
are out there on people.
Yes.
If you're ever wondering why you don't ever have enough, or you don't have that abundance,
uh-huh.
plenty for yourself and plenty to give away, you might need to check your giving.
Mm.
You might need to check your giving. And I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people are being dealt with right now, and they're sitting there being honored.
Mm. I wouldn't want to be you. I don't want to miss an opportunity to give. I don't want to miss an opportunity to bless.